This poem is called After the Moonwalk, and it was a poem that I wrote over a number of years since the first time men landed on the moon. When they landed on the moon, what we really wanted was for strange creatures to seize them. We wanted them to take off their helmets and discover they could breathe. That science was wrong and there was air there. We wanted people to be there, tiny people who got that way because they failed to develop usefully and finally were banished into a universe of rejected experiments. And insects, perhaps the giant ancestors of our own ants and bees. When they took the first step on the moon, we wanted green insect men with mandibles and pincers to rush out and right on television drag them off to glass-enclosed cities. Or to underground factories and mines where a humanoid race toils that once ruled the moon but invented nuclear weapons and destroyed it and are now the slaves of giant ants who took over. And an appeal for funds to build a fleet of airships to attack the moon and rescue our astronauts in captivity. Instead, what happened was more like the way we once came to this continent, seeing nothing of value in the lives of the people here, and ruined them and their world. Like a renegade cell invading another, though I want to believe the cancer cell obeys laws, even if they are still beyond our understanding. Our Earth probe succeeded in breaking through the moon's defenses, destroying forever what it was, but opening a path for settlers, colonies of infection, the beginning of life. And if it is not yet a living world in our sense, though what in the universe is dead, it is all alive. We have sent the germ cells of our biosystem to start multiplying there. Even now, air seeds are growing an atmosphere like ours. If the moon was an egg, and the astronauts sperm germs burrowing in, and if we chose them right for the task, which I doubt, all white and macho as they are, with those degenerate vibrations, even so, it may be the beginning of a new planet. And when it is ready to be on its own, to search for its own orbit, what great wrenching away is ahead for it and us, and dislocations of the stars, tidal waves and firestorms on Earth, repeating the destruction of continents when the moon was born like a baby from our oceans. What was begun, and it began long ago, the necessity for a moon, must continue to the end. Everything always does, and we'll go on sitting as long as we can, glued to our TV sets, watching it all.